Trump's nuclear moves, rolled out in policy papers and secret briefings over the past year, have garnered responses abroad ranging from quiet concern to outrage. On November 8th, nearly 5 weeks before Trump approved research on the new missile, Secretary of Defense James Mattis assembled defense ministers of the member countries of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the 29-nation alliance that contained and defeated the Soviet Union in the Cold War. Convened inside a secure conference room under NATO's highest security classification, known ominously as Cosmic Top Secret, the Mattis briefing laid out the American intelligence case indicating Russia's violation of the INF Treaty. U.S. intelligence agencies had captured overhead imagery and additional information that Moscow had for years been testing a treaty-violating cruise missile at the Kapustan Yar rocket launch test site in western Russia, Pentagon sources tell Time. Now, the missile has been deployed with two different Russian military units, putting European capitals at risk. The weapon was derisively nicknamed the SSC-8 screwdriver by NATO analysts because Russia used it to screw us, say former U.S. officials. The Russian cruise missile that violated the treaty could be launched without giving allies much advance time to determine what was coming their way. Leaders would have to quickly discern the blip on the radar screens and decide whether to respond in kind. The INF agreement, signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev in December 1987, was the only nuclear arms control agreement to eliminate a class of nuclear weapons. It forced the superpowers to scrap more than 2,600 missiles with ranges of about 310 to 3,420 miles, weapons considered destabilizing to Europe because they could deliver a nuclear strike in less than 10 minutes.